Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, ladies. I hope you're all having a wonderful start to your week. For this episode, I want to dive into how to speed up the manifestation process, how to manifest your desires quicker. I'm pretty sure this is something that everybody wants to achieve. We all want to get there to our desires, to our dream life, to our goals as quickly as possible. Okay, so I want to share a little bit of wisdom today that will help you do just that. Now, to kick things off, I want to talk about the importance of the small steps from where you are now to where you want to be. Okay, the small incremental upgrades that you're going to go through on your journey, the progress from where you are now to where you want to be, and how focusing on those small steps can actually get you to where you want to be a lot quicker and a lot easier. Now, I wish I could share with you an image to accompany this podcast, because there's a really good image actually that symbolizes this first lesson. And the image is, it came up during a session that I was doing with one of our students in the Click Academy, and she shared this meme, and it was essentially two ladders. An image, and it had two sets of ladders and people, two little stick men trying to climb up the ladder. And on one ladder, the steps were very close together. So there was lots of little steps that led to the top of the ladder. And on the second ladder, the steps were spaced a lot further apart. And so you had the stick man on the first ladder very easily able to climb up that ladder because the steps were very close together. And so he was able to get to the top of the ladder very quickly. Yet the other image, the stick man couldn't even reach that first step. It was so hard, and he was sort of jumping to try and reach that first step of the ladder, and he wasn't actually getting anywhere. You know, it was this sort of idea of this uphill struggle. You know, the step ahead of him, the next step, was far too big, it was far too high. And so he wasn't actually getting anywhere. And so this image very clearly symbolizes this first lesson that I want to talk about, which is the importance of those small steps that are going to lead you to your desires. Often when we think about manifesting, we focus very much on that end goal, right? The big picture, that, you know, that big goal that we're looking to achieve. So maybe you're looking to achieve that, you know, the dream house or the dream business, or maybe it's a really big, exciting income goal. And yes, of course it is important to be able to visualize and to see that end goal, to see yourself in your dream life, you know, in your dream career, the most successful version of you, the most abundant version of you, you know, in the perfect relationship. Of course it is important to see that end goal. However, the thing that often gets neglected is the incremental steps that you will take in the run-up to that goal. Okay, we forget the process. We forget that we're not just going to go from A to B. There's the stuff that happens in between. And often when we think of where we are now and where we want to be, it's almost looking like that second ladder. You know, the first step, there's too big of a jump between where we are now and that next step, because the next step for us is the end goal, the dream, right? And so what we're doing is we're creating this huge gap between where we are now and where we want to be. And we almost make it impossible for ourselves to get there, or it's very challenging for ourselves to get there. It can take a long time to get there because it's too big of a step, right? And then this is when we start to create a lot of resistance, because we start to think, that's too far out of my reach. It feels impossible for me. It feels unachievable. I can't get there. The self-doubt starts to creep in. And all of these things are just going to slow down the manifestation process. Okay, so think about that stick man on that first step, and he keeps trying to, you know, strive to get just to that next step, and it's just a struggle and it's exhausting and it feels like hard work. What ends up happening? He ends up giving up, you know, or, you know, he says, oh, it's too difficult, I can't do this. And so he gives up until he, you know, perhaps rests for a little bit, and then he decides, you know, I'm going to give it another go. It's the same kind of principle when it comes to your dreams. Right? If we are so focused on getting there and we kind of have this end vision of our goal and that's the only thing that we're focusing on, the leap from where we are now to where we want to be can sometimes feel too big. There's too much resistance that's going to keep derailing us, right? It's going to keep us, you know, second guessing ourselves, doubting ourselves, lacking confidence, you know, fearful about whether we can get there, because it's so far removed from where we are at the moment. Now, as I said, it's not that we forget about this end goal, but we want to focus on the smaller steps, the incremental upgrades in between, okay? We want to create for ourselves these easier steps so that we can climb up that ladder very, very quickly. Okay, because there's lots and lots of little steps in between that make the path from getting from the bottom of the ladder to the top of the ladder very easy and effortless. Okay, so this is what I want to really dive into a little bit. These incremental upgrades. What are these incremental upgrades? Well, think about where you are now and where you want to be. What is the next step to getting there that feels easy for you right now, that feels achievable, that feels doable, that doesn't come with huge amounts of resistance? Okay, so let me take an example here, because I want to use sort of an example from something that our students experience frequently. So the Click Academy, our students come in, they are brand new to the coaching world. You know, they don't know how to coach yet. They don't have a business yet. They're very, very new in the whole journey. Where do they want to go? Well, most of them want to get to the stage where they're hugely successful. You know, six figures within their business is, you know, a very common goal for a lot of our students. They want to hit that six-figure mark. They want to be the successful coach. They want to feel like they're really making an impact in the lives of others. You know, they're confident in themselves. They're confident what they're doing. You know, they can speak in front of a group very easily and effortlessly. You know, they are perhaps making some amazing lifestyle changes. Perhaps they're traveling with their business. Maybe there's something that they want to invest in for themselves. Maybe it's, you know, a new car, a new house, a trip that they want to take. They all come in with these amazing visions of the life they want to create and the impact that they want to have, okay? But they come into the process a lot of the time in jobs that they really don't love, lacking confidence in themselves, lacking confidence in who they are, not trusting themselves, not trusting their abilities, no knowledge of coaching, okay? No confidence in their abilities and how to coach, okay? So where they are at the beginning of the process is very far removed from where they want to be, okay? And if we're talking about incremental upgrades, of course, you know, it's important for them to connect with that long-term goal, that long-term vision for themselves, for their business, for the clients that they want to help. Of course, connecting with that is important. But what is going to help them get there a lot quicker is if they start focusing on the next step in that process, okay? This incremental upgrade. By focusing on the small daily steps and making progress every single day, even if it's just moving the needle an inch forward every day, they are going to get there so much quicker and so much easier than if they were just thinking just about the end goal. So what could a small incremental upgrade look like in this situation? Well, it may be, let's say for example, let's say it's
thinking of yourself as the super successful coach who is incredible at leading her clients through amazing breakthroughs, okay? The coach who's really, really confident in her abilities. That's where you want to get to. But what does that next step look like? Maybe it's just being on the receiving end of that, having had that experience for yourself. So it could be being a practice client for another coach so that you get to experience what it feels like to be led through a powerful transformation. So that you know what that's like, so that you can then, you know, you have an idea of how to then create that for others. Maybe it's starting to work with practice clients, okay? Starting off with just one session, starting to practice your coaching skills. It may be committing to, watching a number of coaching sessions, you know, watching demo set sessions with another coach, practicing her coaching skills. Okay, so we don't have to go from A to Z overnight. We just need to go from A to B. What does the next step in the process look like for you? And focusing on manifesting that next step rather than just focusing on the bigger picture. And so we can do this for everything, right? So I did it for, you know, I've done this process for manifesting financial abundance. When I first came into my business and, you know, I was thinking about the long-term goal, I was thinking, you know what, actually, I would really like to be a millionaire one day. And so I had that vision. I had that vision of making seven figures within my business. But at the time, that felt so far removed from where I was, given that at that point, I hadn't made any money in my business, right? So if I was just focusing on manifesting seven figures, I would have had so much resistance. It would almost be like, you know, having that ladder and the next step in the ladder is so far ahead of me that I just can't reach it. I just can't get there. Okay. And I just keep falling back onto that floor again and not really making any progress. To manifest quicker, I thought, well, what would the next level be for me in terms of my financial abundance? What would the next level be for me that feels way more within my reach? And so my first big income goal was not manifesting £1 million. It was manifesting my first 10,000. Okay. And once I'd achieved that, and the great thing about doing this is that we're seeing successes along the way. Okay. When we're allowing ourselves to kind of go through the process and take the next step, we're having this hit of constant wins. Okay, it's like, right, I've achieved this, I've seen progress, I've manifested this. And seeing your progress with manifesting helps create that forward momentum. Okay, because what you're seeing is evidence that what you're doing is working. You know that saying, like, oh, I'm on a roll, like I'm in the flow, I'm on a roll, and you just want to keep going? It's that kind of feeling, the feeling that you've started that sort of snowball effect, okay? So you're seeing evidence that you are on the right path, what you're doing is working, you know, you're having these small incremental wins, and that, again, it's going to create that snowball effect. It's going to help you get to your bigger desires even quicker. So let's say, for example, I had only ever focused on getting to seven figures, okay? And I hadn't even thought about the steps, the financial steps in between. I would probably be way off from making seven figures right now if I hadn't have taken those small incremental steps. Because at the beginning, there was so much fear and resistance about seven figures. It seemed so impossible, so out of my reach, that I would have really struggled to create any forward momentum. And perhaps, you know, I would have started to do the work in my business and to start taking action and to start, you know, getting on track with making money. But then I would think about the seven figures and it would feel so impossible. It's that feeling of, well, why even try? You know, starting to really doubt myself, starting to really think, well, you know, can I even do this? Is it even, you know, possible for me? And when those doubts and fears start to creep in, what happens? We start to give up. We start to slow down. Our momentum starts to slow down. Manifestations start to slow down. Okay, so for me, having these incremental steps along the way helped my finances really skyrocket in a very, very short space of time. So think about, what is your next step? What is your incremental upgrade within your life right now that is on the path to get you to where you want to be? Okay, so let's say, for example, let's say you want to become this hugely confident, successful business owner. What does the next step look like for you? Like, what does the next level in your confidence look like? You know, if you were to upgrade your confidence by just a smidgen, what would that look like? So maybe later down the line, you see yourself speaking in front of a room of thousands, you know, inspiring the masses. But what does tomorrow look like? What does the next day look like? What's the next stage for you? Maybe it's just having the confidence to just share a quote on social media. You know, maybe that's the next step in your confidence. Maybe it's, you know, doing a very short live stream on social media. Maybe that's the next stage after that. Okay, so think of your manifestation as these small little steps, and they are going to actually create the big leaps. Okay, we don't go from 1 to 100 overnight. We do it through these small incremental upgrades. And sometimes people think that doing that, it's going to take them longer, because it's like, oh, I've got to go through all of these little steps to get to where I want to be. And I just want to go from there to there overnight. I want to get there quicker. Not actually realizing, by taking those small steps, that is the path to getting there quicker. Okay? Now, something that can really help with this idea of incremental upgrades is to actually split your vision boards up, and or the mindset work that you do to connect with your dreams, splitting it up into short-term, medium-term, and long-term. So, as I said earlier, this isn't about completely forgetting about the end goal and not connecting with that. You still want to do that because, you know, you still need to remind yourself of where you're heading, right? You don't want to get lost along the way. You need to have that clear vision of where you want to be and the life you want to create. But we also need reminders of these incremental steps as well. So this is where splitting up, let's say, for example, your vision board into short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. Okay, so that long-term vision board, so I call it on my Pinterest board. So I have vision boards that I have on my phone. I use Pinterest to create these boards so I can kind of look at them on the go and have access to them wherever I am. So I have these short-term, medium-term, and long-term vision boards. My long-term one I call my ultimate vision board. Okay, and I created this right at the beginning of my journey, and I'm continuously adding to it and, you know, taking away from it if things have already manifested. But this is, you know, the dream, basically. This is something that perhaps isn't going to manifest within the next day or the next week or even the next month or maybe not even in the next year. These are things that perhaps is, you know, a 5-year sort of vision. So, you know, back when I first started my business, it was things like, in fact, what's really interesting is one of the things that I've had on my ultimate vision board is very recently coming into reality. So I had a house in the UK on my vision board, but I also had a finca. At the time, I didn't really know. So a finca is basically a Spanish country house. The time I wasn't exactly sure where that was going to be. I thought it was maybe going to be in Ibiza, or it was going to be on an island. It was going to be somewhere hot. And it was, I've had this very sort of clear idea of how I wanted this house to look. You know, it's sort of this rustic finca with, you know, lots of outdoor space, a swimming pool, this beautiful sort of tranquil haven that would, you know, become a home of mine. Anyway, Very recently, this is coming into reality. So I've started my house search. It's actually going to be Mallorca that I'm going to be buying a house. I've been out there recently to look at houses. I've got, you know, the finances all lined up. So it's just now just a case of actually finding the house and getting the wheels in motion. So we're very much now, myself, my partner, we're very much now at the kind of the finish line for this manifestation. This has been on my vision board for 5 years, right? So this was very much a long-term manifestation, something that's taken a while for it to really play out. And now it's actually happening. But I think back to when I first put that on my vision board, and honestly, it felt like a bit of a pipe dream. I didn't fully believe it was possible at the time. That belief wasn't necessarily present that I can have this, this is mine. There was still like a lot of resistance towards that goal. You know, if I thought of that dream thinker, it almost felt like, you know, well, that's great and that's exciting and I'd love to have that, but can I really do it? You know, there was a lot of self-doubt when I thought about that goal. So this is why I needed other manifestations to connect with that were going to happen along the way, okay? Because let's face it, if you've got 5 years of waiting with nothing else that you desire coming into manifestation, you know, in those 5 years, like that's a long time to wait with not a lot of things happening, right? So I needed to create for myself other desires, other goals that could come into my life sooner, that could, again, help me create this snowball effect. So this is where I decided to create my short-term and medium-term vision boards. So my short-term vision board will essentially be things that I'm looking to create within the next month. What would I like to create for myself, for my life within the next month? My medium-term vision board is what do I want to create for my life within the next year? And then my ultimate vision board is beyond a year, you know, so it's like a couple of years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years even, you know, what do I want to create for that long-term vision? And what's really interesting is my energy will focus more on the shorter term vision boards than the ultimate vision board. So my short-term vision board is something that I will connect with daily because I know that if that's something that's going to play out very soon, I want to be putting as much of my focus and energy onto that to help me get there. And having these short-term vision boards means that, you know, every month I'm having these wins that show up into my life, these manifestations that happen. I've got evidence to show that the universe is supporting me. Okay, and in that space of I'm achieving, I'm progressing, like every day my life is getting better and better. I'm, you know, experiencing these amazing manifestations and I'm, you know, getting closer and closer to where I ultimately want to be. You know, you're creating that forward momentum. So don't just get stuck with the bigger picture, right? Don't just get, you know, so focused on getting there that you forget all of the amazing little steps that are going to happen on the way to getting there. Now, something else that's really helped me manifest my desires a lot quicker is when I have fully immersed myself in whatever it is that I'm manifesting next. Okay, the more energy you give to something, the quicker it's going to show up into your life. The more you can step into that version of you that already has your desires, you are then aligning yourself with the version of you that has your desires, and you're going to get those desires a lot quicker. Okay, desires happen. Desires come into manifestation when we are in complete alignment with them. Okay, so the more you immerse yourself into that version of you that has them, the quicker things are going to happen. So what does that mean? Well, again, it means immersing yourself in your desires right now, as if they're present right now. And they may not be physically present, but we can think about them as if they are physically present. Okay, so let's say, for example, you are wanting to manifest a new kitchen. Okay. In order to do this, in order to immerse yourself in that desire, as you step into your current kitchen, how can you convince yourself that your dream kitchen, you're already in it right now? Okay, so it's almost like to immerse yourself in your desires is to immerse yourself in your own imagination. Okay, so being able to really imagine how it would be if you were to step into your dream kitchen right now, what would you be seeing? So rather than seeing what is in front of you, use your imagination to see your desires. Okay, so not letting your physical reality distract you and connecting with, you know, the things that you want to see instead. And this is something that you're either, if you're an imaginative person, this might come quite easy to you. But if you're not, it's something that you, like a muscle, imagination can be strengthened. Okay, so you want to get playful with this. So let's say, for example, you know, you come into your kitchen and let's say you are, you're chopping something up on the worktop and you look at the worktop and you think, you know what, I really would like in my dream kitchen to have a beautiful marble worktop. As you're chopping, rather than seeing the crummy, you know, laminate worktop or whatever it is that you're chopping on, how about using your imagination to imagine yourself right now chopping something up on that beautiful marble kitchen? As you go into the cupboard and you grab a glass, maybe you're about to pour yourself a glass of wine, rather than just, you know, maybe you see the wine glass and it's a bit of a crummy wine glass, it's a cheap wine glass, it's one of those like really, really thick wine glasses that, you know, pretty much are indestructible. Rather than seeing your hand reach into the cupboard and grab out what what is physically there, start to use your imagination to imagine that beautiful crystal fine wine glass, the big, you know, goblet style wine glasses. You know, imagine yourself reaching in and grabbing that out of the cupboard. You know, or as you go into your fridge, let's say you see like a white plastic fridge and it's, you know, falling apart. You want to see your big brand shiny new, you know, amazing fridge with its ice dispenser and its tap at the front. You know, as you open up that fridge door, can you see that? Can you see the fridge that you want? Okay, so using your imagination to fully immerse yourself into your desires. When you are, let's say you are, you know, spending some time online, what would happen if you started to look at the products that are going to go into that kitchen? You know, you can create a vision board for that new kitchen that you want to create. But how about you start shopping for products or shopping for worktops or, you know, shopping for things that you're going to fill that kitchen with, as if, you know, that desire is already playing out. Okay, the more you immerse yourself in your desires, the quicker they are going to manifest. Let's say you're trying to manifest a dream trip. How often can you think about that dream trip? Is it something that you are focusing on constantly? Remember, what you focus on expands. The more you think about something, or the more you think about yourself living in a certain way or doing a certain thing, the quicker that thing is going to manifest. So use your time intentionally. If you're doing something that's pretty mundane, washing the pots, brushing your teeth, in the shower, on your daily commute, what are you giving your attention to? Use your time wisely. Think about that dream trip you want to take. You know, imagine yourself being on the beach. Imagine yourself, you know, checking in for the flight. Imagine yourself first getting to that hotel room, you know, when you first step into somewhere new and you're so excited to be there. Think about what you're going to be packing in your bag. Again, you can create vision boards to focus on that reality, to immerse yourself in that desire. You know, you can mentally pack your bag, you know, thinking about what clothes you're going to put in there. The more you're connecting with that version of you that's about to, you know, embark on that desire, embark on that trip, the quicker that is going to come into your reality. Now, the final thing I want to mention when it comes to manifesting your desires quicker is to, rather than look at how far you've got to go, so where you are now to where you want to be and kind of looking forwards, How often, ask yourself, how often are you reminding yourself how far you've already come? Okay. And again, you know, obviously we want to connect with where we want to go. And we want to look at, you know, our desires and our goals and think about, okay, this is something that I want to call into my life. But when we do that, we often do that from a place of lack. We do it from the energy of, I don't have that yet. I would really like that. Oh, I can't wait to have that. And that's very much the energy of, I don't have that yet. That's the energy of lack. Okay? But when we look at how far we've already come, we put ourselves into the energy of abundance. So if you look back at who you were yesterday and what you had yesterday, and you see where you are today, you see the progress that you've made. Or maybe you look back a week or a month or a year, right? So the more you're reminding yourself of where you were and where you are now, the quicker you're going to get to where you want to be, because you're in that energy of abundance, because you're in that energy of progress, right? When you look at where you've come, where you were and where you've come, you know, you're in that energy, you're focusing on the progress you've made. And that is an abundant energy. Okay, so just think about that for a second. How much thought do you give right now to who you were last month, or where you were last month, or what you had last month in comparison to where you are today? Do you recognize the abundance that you've already created in your life? Do you recognize the shifts that you've made? Do you allow yourself to focus on that to help you create that forward momentum? Okay, because if not, it's something that you might want to consider. Start looking back and seeing how far you've already come in order to get you to that next step even faster. So I hope this has all made sense for you. But just as a very, very final point on this subject, we all want to get there as quickly as possible, right? We all want to get to our desires in the shortest amount of time. But it is not for us to decide when our desires will play out, because the universe is always going to deliver exactly what you are meant to receive at exactly the moment that you are meant to receive it. And so the when is really out of our hands. So yes, there's things that we can do to get our manifestations quicker, but the when things will happen, they will happen in divine timing. They will happen at the moment they are meant to. And everything that happens in between is to help shape you into the woman that you are meant to be. Okay. And sometimes it gets frustrating when we want something so much and we don't have it yet. And we think, why can't I have this quicker? I want to have this quicker, without realizing that that manifestation gap is there to serve you. Okay. The waiting, what happens within that wait, often comes with so many opportunities for growth, okay? A good example of this is, let's say you've got people that win the lottery, right? There are so many cases of people that have won the lottery that are now bankrupt. Why is that? Because they've not had to go through any periods of growth in order to get there. They've just had it instantly, right? They've not had to step into a new identity. They've not had to change beliefs. They've not had to raise their vibration. They've just got it, right? And then they've lost it again. Your desires, you want to be able to maintain them. You want to be able to continuously grow your desires. You want to continuously be up-leveling your life. You don't just want to receive your desires only to lose them again. And so this ability to continuously up-level yourself and your life and your dreams, in order to do this, you need to be growing as a person, okay? So often when we have this gap from where we are now to where we want to be, you know, that gap is there to serve you. It's help you to become the woman that you're meant to be, to not only have your desires, but to continuously be growing and expanding your life in all different kinds of ways. So yes, we can have our desires very, very quickly. Life can change for us very, very quickly, but only if it's going to support us at our highest level. okay? Only if that is in our best interests. And there are some desires where we do have to wait for them. And at the time, it may seem like a really frustrating thing to have to do, but that will always be in your highest interest. You have to trust that the universe is always looking out for your highest interests, okay? So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, ladies. It's been a pleasure sharing this with you, and I am excited to connect with you again next week. Have a wonderful week, ladies, and I will speak with you soon. Bye. If you're wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.